Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Yeah. Ready? Let's get it.
As usual.
I'm telling you why. You can see in their eyes. Them boys ain't playing. They ready to ride. Shaking the tunnel. Just screaming and yelling. If you ain't ready, you get eaten alive. Taking the field with loads of passion. Swagging out with the flyest fashions. Cameras out and they steady flashing. Captain's out. We about to get it cracking. Full of crashing in between those lines. You boys, we about to ride. We're a band of brothers and we stick together like an army mission. When it's wartime, we stacking them W's. Pay attention. Opponents coming with apprehension. We stay on top of our division. Went from BCS buses to playoff.
We on the rise up. Now the boys mad.
Yeah,
we
better be.
The boys up. We here for the crown.
What do you think?
We on the rise up. Now the boys mad. We have to tighten the boys up. We here for the crown.
I'm a little mad.
Aren't we all? Utah.
Welcome, everybody. Utah Football Fans Podcast. Just me and Gary tonight. James is out of town. So it's just the two of
having
us.
Having fun, I guess.
I know. Looks like he's having fun, but I didn't think we were going to have much to talk about today, but all hell's broken loose in the Utah football world. Before we get into that, please like, subscribe, follow, give us a rating, please. We've had some new followers in the last week. Welcome to all of you. We are so happy to have you. Unfortunately, you've been giving us some negative reviews, so we really need some good ones, Utah fans. If you can get on our pages and do that, that would be fantastic. We got to balance out some of those Zuby reviews and comments, but should we just get into the breaking news of today?
Yeah, I think we were going to obviously talk about that very beautiful game against San Diego State, but cool. With the Brewer news, yeah, we better hit that right from the top. I got to say I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody saw it coming, you know, maybe within the program, but I don't even think there. But I've tried to find out any info. We're not going to get anything from Witt.
No.
I did see the official statement, you know, very brief, but he decided, you know, he's gone his own way, and we wish him the best of luck. I think that's all you're going to get from Coach Witt.
Well, I think we can only assume. So yesterday in Witt's press conference, you know, he said, we're not going to name a starter at quarterback. I think we all kind of saw the writing on the wall, so we can only assume that Brewer was told that he wouldn't be starting this upcoming Saturday, and then he just bolted. Again, that's all assumption because we don't know the actual facts.
That's what happened.
But it seems like that's probably what happened.
We all know that's what happened.
You
don't bolt if you go, you're going to start.
No, my first thought is, what a freaking little crybaby. I mean, that was my first thought. I don't know what your first thought was, but that was my first thought.
Yeah, I find he's a quitter.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't, because the fact is, who knows if Rising is going to do well?
We don't know.
Hopefully he does, but if he doesn't, and then he's one play away from going out with an injury and you're right back in and proving your spot again.
Yep.
See, that's the thing. And I mean, he won the job. So this is the thing, is he came in, he won the job. He hasn't played great. He hasn't played well. I mean, that's a fact. We all see it.
Yeah.
He's replaced. A guy comes in and does a great job, at least at the very end there, enough to seem to have given some energy to the team and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, and so they give it to Rising, no doubt about it. I just find it to be a quitter. As a competitor, why don't you just say, I'm going to get my job back? I mean, you can support them, but go out there and do what it takes to get your job back. He knows he hasn't done well. What do you think's going to happen? And so the moment that you have this difficulty or this change, and it's not a happy one, I get it. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy either. You just quit? I mean, what other program wants him?
Yeah, where's he going?
I mean, he can. Apparently, he if someone wants him, he can get into the portal and go play.
Well, but
I think it's stupid.
It's immature. It's obviously he's out for himself. He's doesn't have the team mentality. That's how I look at it. Is I've worked with a lot of college age students over the years, and the ones who always shine and stand out are the ones that are going to do whatever it takes to make everybody else look good, whether or not they are in a leadership position. Because I've worked with some students who don't get a leadership position and they're very disappointed, and they either leave or they continue to stay and they do what they can to make everybody else look good. That's kind of what we have seen from Rising, from the different comments that we've seen. I know Covey was making some comments yesterday that when Rising wasn't named the starter, he was still on the sidelines, pumping everybody up. He was still had a good attitude. He was still all about the team. And then you see this stark contrast of now Brewer's told he's not the starter and he quits. I mean, come on.
Rising, like you said, Rising could have quit.
Absolutely, he could have quit.
He lost the starting job. Why didn't he quit? Now look at how things have changed. Because he hung in there. It was close, but he hung in there. Looking for his opportunity. Now it's his. It's an amazing, yeah. It's amazing turn. I don't know. All the best to Charlie Brewer. I mean, whatever. Maybe things work out good for him, but he quit on the team.
Well,
I don't like what he did.
So he's already transferred from Baylor to Utah. Now he wants to transfer somewhere else. It's like, he just keeps looking for something. Well, guess what? You probably had it. You needed to make the best out of your situation. Rising could easily get injured. I mean,
yeah,
hell.
Probably will.
He probably will.
COVID,
let's be
hanging
honest.
Out there.
Absolutely. And quarterbacks, and he's a mobile quarterback. He runs around, which always makes me nervous. So, yeah, he's one play away from then us having to have Brewer again. It's stupid, and it pisses me off. But, yeah, I mean, I don't wish him horrible things or anything like that, but I just think it's immature and kind of speaks to his character. And now I don't know.
You see, that's the thing now. We've got Rising in our backup, at least on the depth chart, is Jaquindon Jackson.
Right.
Freshman. So we are an injury. I mean, an injury or COVID or whatever away from going from not only having two starting type quarterbacks to we will have a freshman that's not played a down, and he's not, I mean, we saw him in the spring game. I'm sure he's made some improvements, but he's not going to come in and be better than the others. So we're in a tough spot now.
I know, we went from where we thought we had the best quarterback room, and we talked about that all summer, and now, which we might still, you
we
just
still have some talent.
We still Absolutely. Have talent. You just don't know, but
they're not there yet.
It's not the experience of a Brewer. I can't believe it. You leave after
pansied out like that.
You leave after three games, and like we said, you weren't playing well. You only have yourself to blame. I mean, there was things.
Make a play.
There was things that happened in the game. I get it. The O-line, all that stuff. But make a play. Prove yourself. Prove that you should be still starting. And he just didn't. We gave him all the opportunity.
He had his shot. I don't know. You mentioned, Rising. and he likes to run and move around. That's the one thing I hope. I hope they coach. Okay, let me how to say it. Look, I like his ability to run, his competitive nature, because that's actually helped him in San Diego State game. Yeah. You could tell he wanted it.
Yeah.
And he made some plays. But what he did at times is that when he was off balance and in risky positions and situations, he would torque himself and still throw the ball and then just get plowed into the ground.
Right.
He's got to be smarter than that because he's our only guy. You cannot put yourself in these kind of vulnerable situations. I know it's tough, and I want the guy to make plays, but sometimes you got to live for the next down and for the season. You can't be getting pile-driven into the ground.
Especially when you're vulnerable to a shoulder injury.
Yeah, that's what's scaring me. So.
I mean, that's what happened with USC last year, and he was out for an entire year. So like you're saying, yeah, when he was running around, I mean, it's great because he did get us some yards. He got us some first downs, which is great, but.
Fine, do it, but don't take the hits.
Yeah.
And if you're in the grasp with somebody and they're about to put you down, protect yourself. It's when you're in the grasp and some big, huge dude is going to.
Fall on you
and you throw the ball and yeah. And then you're vulnerable and you're all twisted. I thought that one play, well, his shoulder must be. All better because he got jammed into the ground. That's
well,
what I'm talking about.
I sure
about.
Hope so.
Anyway, let's talk about that wonderful, beautiful game that we experienced.
Do we have
against
to.
San Diego State?
I don't want to.
That was so.
I don't want to.
What on? Okay, let's do this. Let's do this though. That was so ugly. Seriously, that was. I can't even believe what I was watching. So, and every Ute fan. I mean. We were crap. That's just the way it was.
We looked like worse than a high school team. Like, I think that...
It was bad.
Copper Canyon?
Copper Hills.
Copper Hills, whatever the one out there in Draper is. Like, they would have beat us. I mean, because San Diego State is a high school team.
No, they're better. Okay. Quit exaggerating.
No, I'm going to be dramatic here. We looked horrible. We looked so bad.
Okay, well, let's talk about some positives if we can find them. Ute fans.
I don't know.
Come on, there's a few positives.
Are there?
Positive one is rising.
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a positive. I mean, considering how that game was going and under the, you know, our line, in which we'll talk about, I'm sure. But, hey, he made some great throws. He made some great plays.
Yeah.
He showed himself for... I mean, we haven't seen that type of energy or that type of offense in the three games.
It was a different energy.
It was
absolutely.
Different.
You could, it shifted.
It changed. And so to me, that was positive. Now, Covey, he ran punt back, mm-hmm. which is, that's a positive.
Well, he got, what was it, Pac-12 special teams of the week?
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think.
Now... I as far as the defense goes, okay, this might be controversial to
careful. Don't be controversial.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that. Zoobs don't care. Cougar board, who cares what they think anyway? Look, I'm not praising the defense, but the defense was not a D if you're gonna grade them. They're not a D-. They weren't an F. They only allowed in the less than 200, I think it was 248 yards total.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
is what San Diego State got. We get one of their seven they got, of course, was they ran back the kickoff.
Yep. Which that, we've done that now.
Two games.
Twice.
Weber State, this
that's
game.
That's bad.
That's bad. So the defense and then, of course, Lloyd, that guy was all over. Got a fumble recovery.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, 13 tackles, something like that. And just some other guys stepped up. Now, we got our, I apologize, I forgot his name, our tackle, defensive tackle. He's out for the year. But the guy that replaced him came in, I think made four tackles, had a great game, a young guy. What I'm saying, though, is if you look at the stats, the defense played good enough to win. I mean, if we would have an offense, we would have won that game easily because they can't throw the ball.
Yeah.
They ran. That's their whole game. That dude's pretty good, Bell. But I felt personally I'd grade our defense like a B minus.
Well, I think our defense has played in both of our losses, our defense has played well enough that we could win. It's been our offense.
Yeah, so
that has not helped us out at all.
See, this is the thing is so time first downs, we had 21 first downs. Now get this. We had 21 first downs. They had 12.
Oh my gosh.
We had 327 yards. They had 248 yards. There was, let's see. So passing, I mean, they never hardly threw the ball. They got 44 yards passing because they were a running team. Bottom line is the defense was adequate to win that game. Our offense was for what? 90% of the game, absolute garbage. So we might as well go there. The O-line. What is going on?
What is going on with Nick Ford? What is going on with Nick Ford? I'm sorry, but if you cannot snap the ball consistently, you can't play center. His snaps are out of control. They're out of control. You have to get it to the quarterback so that the quarterback has time to do whatever the quarterback needs to do. They're out of control. Why is he still at center? I don't. But yes, the O-line, I can't. I'm kind of speechless about it because it's so ridiculous how poorly they've been playing.
It's just bad. When you hand the ball off and there's like three guys tackling your running back.
Yeah.
3 or 4 yards in the backfield.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
And it happened assignments, over and over again.
It happened all
again.
The time. It was bad. So the running game, the running game was non-existent. The O-line couldn't block. And honestly, they were terrible in pass blocking. So our running game was crap. And the throw game was crap. And it's because the O-line was terrible. I mean, there's no other way around it. Now, I mean, I think you have to. I'm talking about in-game stuff. At some point, you got to blame the coaches for they don't know in-game adjustments until at the very end, when we were getting blown out or we getting beat handily, and then we had to hustle up. But we just kind of played our own game, and it was not working. Brewer, I mean, this is the thing: is Brewer? Yeah, he didn't look good, but he was in a very difficult situation because he wasn't getting any blocking. But then he made some stupid plays.
Right.
And he didn't make a play. That's the problem. Look, if you just got to make a play.
It was a combination. I get it. There was times when he didn't even have 2 seconds to do anything. But I do... when Rising came in and we were losing so badly that we had to do something... We started hurrying. We did more hurry-up offense. It did seem to make a difference. Mm-hmm. It did feel like our O-line started playing better when Rising came in. I don't know stats-wise if that's true or not. I'm just going off my eye test here, but I don't know. For two games now, I just feel like our O-line has sucked.
Oh, they have. They have.
And wasn't this supposed to be like our... one of our best O-lines that we've had. I mean, the experience-wise and...
Did you listen to Witt's press conference yesterday?
No, I read some of the things he said. I didn't listen to it.
I listened to it. And, you know, obviously he talked about the O-line, the necessity to get it figured out, of course. But he said, again, on his... I think he was speaking about the whole team, though. Is that this team does have the talent, and it's just they're just not living up to their talent or showing their talent, and the key is to get them to play their talent. I still believe that myself. So what you're saying about the O-line, are we talented? See, that there's a difference between your crap talent-wise, and so you have a ceiling, and that's as good as we're going to get versus you got it. You're talented and you're just underperforming horribly. And that, I think that's where we're at. That's sort of what still gives me a little bit of hope.
Did they change anybody in the depth chart that came out today on the
online? You know, I think there was some changes, but I haven't looked at the specifics. I heard that, but I can't be sure. But Nick Ford's still with center. Okay. So I have to look that up. But
Ford, just, I don't, it's your job.
How about, I know, but how about the whole line doing something?
I understand, but he's the first one to get the whole play going. He snaps the ball. If it's up and over the quarterback's head, or it's into the ground, or it's to the left, to the right, it's all over the place.
It's bad.
Get it together.
It was rough watching.
I had to go to a wedding. I said this last week. So I was about 2 hours behind. So we couldn't look up stats or anything like that during the game, which we usually do.
Yeah, nothing to look
but
at.
But there was nothing to look at. But when it ended, we were almost caught up to the end. But, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I mean, I thought that last week against the Zoobs, but at the same time, the Zoobs played really well. But then I'm watching San Diego State, and I'm just going, really? San Diego State.
No, we should be able to take them.
We were supposed to. These are the games you roll over the opponents. These are the preseason games.
Even the Zoobs.
Even we should have.
Can I say that Cougar board? Are you going to shame us?
Uh-huh. They might. but the... Like we've said, your A, B, and C, whatever pre-conference games, you're supposed to win your preseason games. And we're going in.
Now we look bad.
We look so bad, and we can still.
Okay, let's go. Wait, hold on here.
Okay. We're going to.
We'll add a couple more beautiful. First of all, we missed a field goal.
So that's. Twice for
so
him?
So that
twice or
three
times?
We actually, well, it would have been weird. We could have won the game and that because they missed it.
Yeah.
Now, who knows? I mean, if, I get it. But he missed a field goal and he missed an extra point. Yeah. Which caused us to have to go for two, which we got, which is.
But you don't want to be in that position.
No. You can't miss your extra points. We missed a field goal and we gave a kickoff return. So they're special teams. Now, we got a punt return, but. We've given, like you said up front, we've already given, you know, another kickoff return. So,
yeah,
man, you add it all up.
It's not good.
There is no way we should have been playing for the win in that game.
No, in overtime.
And that's sort of the silver lining of it for me, is that we were terrible.
And we got it to overtime?
Oh, crap. Yeah. We had no business. Going into OT, no business having a chance to win that game. So the fact that the guy stood in there and Rising came in, of course, he came in at the end of the 5 minutes left in the third or something like that. Yeah, he had a few series, two or three series, I believe. Nothing really happened. Then it got going.
Yeah.
But there was the up-tempo, which you said. And I was saying this again in the Zuby game, is when they changed the tempo, it changed the energy. And once the plays started happening, we were making plays. And I just thought, why not, you know, hey, Ludwig.
Right. It was too little too late.
Come on, man.
In both games. I mean, San Diego State, yeah, we caught up and got to tie it. But you're right. That's kind of what happened in the Zuby game, too. It's like we got that fire too late.
Yeah,
why not start off with that?
Change it up. I don't know. But the fact is that we actually could have won that game as bad as we played.
Was there?
It's a miracle. And so that gives you got to look at that as a positive thing, though.
Was Sandy, what's his name? Brady Hoke?
Hoke.
Was he like having a heart attack on the sideline or something? They kept focusing on him like he was going to pass out. Did you notice that?
I don't know. I saw him focusing on him.
Towards the end, like, did he puke on the sideline or something?
No, we didn't puke.
It seemed like people were attending to him. Did anyone catch this? They were, like, attending to him and, like, giving him water. And then the camera kept, towards the end of the game, when we were coming back
to
tie it.
Well, that's just because he's, who knows?
was like, is this guy going to have a heart attack on the side?
Inquire of Cougar Board, all those people who watch it.
they'll probably know.
They'll clear it up.
They know everything.
You'll clear it up.
You're right, though. I mean, we were very close to winning. As horribly as we looked, but we still lost.
What do you think about the 2-point? First of all, I'm going to say this. I hate the college.
That rule.
I hate the whole college overtime stuff. It's crap. I hate it. I hate starting at the 25 a couple of times, and then you have to go for 2-point conversions. To me, it cheapens the game after these guys are playing the because you're used.
Well, the 2-point conversion thing is new, right?
Right. I believe that's
right.
What
do you prefer? Do you prefer the NFL overtime?
Uh-huh. I prefer them play.
I think the NFL one is weird.
But at least you're playing a full field. You're playing you're playing regular football, not this weird stuff. We talked about this before. Anyway, that's a side topic. But what do you think about that call?
Yeah, the going for two is a strange. It's strange. I don't think there was enough video evidence to overturn that. I don't think there was. I think if they'd made the call on the field that it was incomplete, that should have stayed. If they made the call on the field that it was a complete pass, that should have stayed. There was not enough video evidence to overturn. You have to have indisputable, at least the views that we were seeing as the replay, you couldn't see it. Now, I think it did hit the ground probably, but I don't think the video evidence proved that it did. So I think that was bullcrap.
It was a call.
Gary's introduced his new sensor button.
We have sensitive ears out there. We don't want to hurt him. So if we say words like you, we don't want you to be offended.
I almost spit my water right on my microphone.
So it was a call.
Right, because the evidence was not there to overturn it.
No, so the ball can touch the ground.
Right.
If you have possession and it touches the ground, it's a legal play.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, I'm not trying to be a homer here. If I would have saw, if the ball moves and you see it clearly move, so what? It's the way it is. But in this case, he had it in the crux of his arm. He goes down. Yeah, the ball hit the ground, but he already had it in his arm. There wasn't enough evidence to change the call. Now, they could not say they said incomplete pass. It's challenged. They're not going to go back and say, no, he caught it.
No.
It just wasn't clear enough. That's why I just think it was a horrible call, particularly a call that is sort of vague. I mean, at that point, you've just gone into triple overtime. This is win or lose, and you can look at that and go, yeah, I'm overruling what I saw. No, that was crap.
I hate it when games, especially tight games like that, we came back, we go into triple overtime, fourth overtime, whatever it was, and it all comes down to what the ref decides. That I hate that. I hate that. Leave it up to the players. Because, again, the evidence was not there.
No, it wasn't.
The camera angles that we saw, and I think that's all that they get to see. I don't think they have all these other camera angles that we don't get to see.
We saw the different angles.
You just couldn't tell.
It shouldn't. It was. Now, I'll just say it.
We deserved to lose, but
we shouldn't have been there, but we were. Right. And so if we're there, you can't do that. Refs cannot.
Stay
out of it like that. I don't want to. Have the teams do it, but I thought that was pathetic. What do you think about? Well, let me ask this. I've talked. Obviously, when you look at our Facebook page, you have people, praising or staying with wit in the program and positive, but then there's a bunch of people that, of course, or tearing into everybody. What's your thoughts about Ludwig at this point?
Jumping ship.
3 games in.
No, oh, Ludwig. I just want to change it up. It feels like we talked about, it takes him so long to make adjustments, is how it feels in games. Now, I'm not an expert. We're just idiots here. I mean,
hey, we watch the games. I'm just...
Right, but I'm not, you know...
Yeah, go to Hans.
Well, I'm not a coach.
Hans on radio.
Coordinator, but...
It's Hans. Sorry, Hans. Oh, Cougar Board. You don't have to correct me. I just corrected it. It's Hans.
He really does know what he's talking about. I'm not going to be a fire Ludwig. But I wish he would change it up a little sooner.
That's kind of where I'm at.
And now now we've got a whole different quarterback. So who knows what we're going to see?
Yeah, who knows? I feel like we get into a rut. It's not working, and we're in the rut too long, and then basically the game gets away from us.
Well, that's what happened with the Zuby game. Like we said, we kept trying to run it. It wasn't working. Do something different.
You can go back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Be a little more creative. I don't know. Anyway, so but I'm still okay with Ludwig, which brings me to Harding, who is the O-line coach. I was talking to Winnipedia.
Yes. he's our expert.
Winnipedia's
behind
the scenes.
He does know everything.
Or he thinks he does.
Yeah, don't give him too much credit.
Anyway, surprisingly, he's done with Harding. Oh, he wants him out.
He's done.
And a bunch of other guys are saying it. Now, I'll give you my view. You can't play these three games and not be an honest observer that the O-line, what we just said, is terrible. Okay?
It's so obvious.
It is so bad. It can't go on. Now, others think it's enough's enough. It should be changed out. I'm not there yet, but you can't be... Our O-line cannot continue like this and you keep your job. Okay? Your job is... If Coach Witt is what he's saying is true, which I believe is true, is that we have the talent.
Right.
Then if they're not living up to their talent, okay, then the coach isn't doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that the next game or two, we cannot, he's gone. Here's how it is. I think he's gone if we continue to play like this on the O-line next game or two for sure. That's where I'm at.
Hell, he's been there. I mean... How long has he been our O-line coach?
I don't know. It's been a long time. Is he even the assistant coach or something? Assistant head coach or something like that?
Yeah, I can't figure out what's going on because like we said, we just kept hearing it's the talent. The talent, well, it's not being executed and that does come down on the coach. I mean, you got to execute what is the strengths of the players. So, I mean, I hate to see people get fired and all of that, but at the same time, like you said, if that's his job is the O-line, it's not working. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, enough of that. Let's talk about going forward.
Torture.
Let's talk about going forward. We've had the three games, the preseason games, and now I'm not going to sugarcoat. Well, I haven't been. But I'm not going to sugarcoat. We don't know the future, but I'm not going to be a Pollyanna about the future just based on how we've played. However, here's the reality. The goal, first goal is, we're not like the Zoobs down south who think they're national champions, you know, all the time. Even when, you know, preseason, in-season, they're always national champions. You know, the alternate universe that they seem to live in. So the goal of Utah is, number one, I think, is win the South.
Yep.
Then go to the conference championship, win it. And that's either Rose Bowl or who knows from there. That's always the goals.
Right.
So back off and realize every one of those goals are still there. I know, as freaky as it is, and as crappy as it is,
it feels like there's just no way.
It's over. It's over. Game, set, match. Shouldn't play anymore. It's done. We've played three games.
Burn it all down.
Burn it to the freaking ground. Hey. the fact is, those goals are out there. And the other thing is, the South is wide open.
Well, yeah, USC's lost already.
Arizona State. I mean.
Well, they haven't lost in conference.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you look at the teams.
I know. Arizona, my
UCLA,
gosh.
Everyone has thought they were going to be the next thing, and they got beat. All I'm saying is, so the South's wide open. The goals are still there. What do you think about that?
It's hard to comprehend that because of what I've watched the last couple of weeks, but it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
In reality, all three of these games they don't really matter. They don't matter. They don't matter to our goals. They don't matter.
They don't.
They don't matter to our win-loss.
They don't.
The only thing that matters is our Pac-12 play, which starts this weekend. And it's like I said, sadly, if we keep having the team that we've had, I don't see those goals happening. Who knows what's going to happen this Saturday? We've had so much shakeup this week. Quarterback leaving. We now have a new starter. But hey, Rising is a captain. He was voted a captain by his teammates, so I feel like there's already that rallying around him, which I always do find it weird that a starting quarterback's not voted a captain.
He was a captain.
No, Brewer, I'm saying.
No, Brewer was.
No, he wasn't.
I thought he was a captain.
There's a bug in here.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he was.
Ute fans, was he?
No, he wasn't a captain. Look it up. Rising was voted.
I know
a
he
captain.
Was. I know he was. I thought they both were.
Brewer was on the leadership council, but I don't think he was a captain. There's only like the five captains.
Well, I'm sure we'll be corrected one way or the other.
Right, Wikipedia. He'll correct us. But so who knows what's going to shift? Maybe we're going to come out on Saturday. I hope we come out. We beat Washington State, and then it's all from there, and it's all still attainable. And we just got to keep looking at that.
Yeah, so
I'm going to keep moving forward.
So I am not freaking out.
Well, you've been very zen.
I'm very zen.
The last 2 weeks. I don't know how you're doing it. You're meditating. It's the backwards hat.
Yeah.
It helps you meditate.
Hey, Cougar Board, whoever that loser was on there.
I know you're very zen. I don't know where I'm at.
Okay, it's not that I'm not aggravated. I'm very much so. But here's how I'm looking at it. Well, it's crunch time now. See, these three games, whatever.
Yeah.
I wanted to be 3-0, and I think we should have been. But we played, and we got our butts kicked in two games. So be it. Yeah. So be it. But now, here we are. Obviously, going in as the way we've been playing, it doesn't look good. But I know this. I've played sports. Lifelong sports fan, like probably people listening and everybody. It's an interesting thing is say Utah gets into this game and we win. Things look good. If you can start getting some momentum and enthusiasm and energy, things can turn around, particularly if you have the talent to do it. I still think Utah has the talent. If you can get on a roll, because there's no dominant team in the South. It's just if Utah somehow say, okay, we sucked. They had a team meeting, by the way, yesterday.
Players only. Yep.
Don't know what that means. But all I'm saying is I'm not throwing in the towel because I've played enough sports that sometimes you suck. All of a sudden you come out and you win a game or whatever you're playing, and you feel it, and you win the next one, and you win the next one, and you just get this rolling, and now you know how to win. That could happen, and so that's my hope. So I will say this for Saturday. Make sure you come to the freaking game.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, we're back in Rice-Eccles. 12:30 is so awful.
It's all right.
No, here's
12:30 is good.
12:30 is horrible when you have children in freaking fall soccer.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
You watch Ted Lasso. Everyone watches Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. So you know when.
But I'm not. Am I caught up with where you're at?
You're ahead of where we're at.
Okay.
We just started season two. You know when Roy's coaching his little niece's soccer team and he's like yelling at him? That's like my daughter's soccer coach. It's really funny. She's in like a rec league and her soccer
she's
coach.
She's just going, what?
Her soccer coach takes it so seriously. And when I watch that episode, I'm like, oh, that's her coach. She's got a freaking game. My son has a game at 11 a.m. Like,
how's that going to work?
I don't know yet.
Figure it out.
I will be there, but what I'm saying is I hate the 12:30 games.
Okay,
I
move on. Them. Okay.
But Rice
don't
Eccles,
give people an excuse.
But Rice Eccles is not, I hope it is. I just don't see it being full. We have such a hard time.
Miss Negative. Hey, you fans, get out to this freaking game.
Prove me wrong, Utah
this
fans.
This is the start of the Pac-12 season. This is where it begins. Let's all quit whining and bitching. Oh, wait a minute.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Did I say? Yeah, I did. I shouldn't say anymore.
Hey.
Get out.
I'm going to be there, but I'm just saying we are notorious for that kind of crap when it's a midday game. I hope I'm wrong. Please, Utah fans, prove me wrong.
Let's do it.
We need a good crowd because we need some energy in the stadium. Are we doing predictions? Are we?
Well, first, let's do this. Washington State. I mean, it's hard to know if they're good or bad, but okay. They're 1-2, just like us, Washington State. They lost to Utah State, mm-hmm. 26-23. Mm-hmm. Utah State came back and beat them. Yeah, okay.
Good on you, Aggies.
They blew out Portland State, and they got blown out by USC, 45-14.
They hung in there for a little bit with USC.
Yeah, I was watching the first part, and I go, oh, and I had to leave, but they were up 14-0, had the ball.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
And I'm just going, oh, when I come back, I hope you... This would be beautiful.
Yeah, it would be great.
Come back. It's 45-14 games. I mean, they so.
So they already have a Pac-12 loss.
Yeah, but so what? They're over in the north.
Yeah, but it still matters.
So USC has a win and a loss there. But the point is, that's Washington State's record. I think the betting line, if I'm right, I think Utah's favored by 14. That's what people are thinking.
Is Washington State, I know that it's a new coach and everything. I mean, are they still the passing team of the Mike Leach?
Well, I don't think anyone's a Mike Leach. I'm not an expert on Washington State.
What?
They throw the ball, though. They're not San Diego State. That's all they do is run the ball.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, look up Washington State. Whatever. We're favored by 14.
Which is interesting.
No, I can't believe that.
I can't believe that either.
I would almost bet, not that Washington State would win, but we could beat the spread, make some money.
You have some insider info, insider trading.
Look, yeah, let's go. We can go some predictions.
I don't really want to, but we have okay. Thomas Orthodontics sponsoring our. Game predictions. I don't want to. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to predict. We've been so wrong. Yeah. You know, what were our predictions last week? I don't even remember. We said San Diego State was
going
to score.
I think mine was 35-24, I believe.
I think
we
said 21 was what San Diego State was going to get. I mean, overtime throws off your score predictions, especially with all the stupid.
I'll go. I think it's 38. What was it? 30. I think it's 38-24.
You think we're going to score 38?
I do. We're at home. New quarterback. There's energy. I do. I'm pumped up. I think we're going to have a victory.
Okay, I'm going to say 28-17.
That's fair enough.
For Utah. I'll clarify.
Yeah, well, it's for Utah.
I'm sticking with them. They got to win on Saturday. You have to win. Utah, come on.
They will.
Come on, Rising. I mean, he's a musketeer, for heaven's sakes.
I don't know. we got to be there in force. So Utah fans, I'm sure everyone's following the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm sure, because why wouldn't
Raiders
we
be? Baby 2-0. And it isn't against garbage either. The Ravens and the Steelers. Boom. There you go. All you Chiefs fans, we're coming for you.
Man, I wish I could have been there. That
as they
the
say when
Ravens
you,
game.
In the old Raiders, in the Coliseum, the chant would go, the Chiefs. The Chiefs.
Over and over and over again. Yes. Ah, the good old days.
The good old days.
In the Coliseum. Do you think they'll still chant that in the
Allegiant? Hope they're doing it.
Death Star.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had to go off on that a little bit. But okay, it's time for the award.
Can't say the word.
We've offended.
Too many people.
We've offended some people with our loser award, which was, you know, called the award, and it was too sensitive, so we can't say it. Particularly all those on Cougar board. I'm sorry.
So sorry.
I know it's really difficult.
So sorry.
So, but we're still going to present the award, the loser award, which it was called the loser award. And I would just say this: coming next week, because we want James to be with us, we're going to rename the award in honor of some people that we know and we think that really...
Well, we don't know them, but...
We don't know them personally.
They don't know us personally.
Well, but we know them, and in honor of them, we're going to change the name of the... Well, just stay tuned. Next week, we'll unveil it. But we'll give the loser award.
It's going to be so great. So much suspense.
Oh, it's so much suspense. Okay. I mean, we're just going to go back. We don't have to say much. But back to, I hate to do this. I never want to go after one of our own, even, you know, whatever. But Charlie Brewer.
I mean, I feel like you have to.
You do. He is.
Again, yeah, I don't want to go after somebody who's a Ute or a former Ute or whatever it is. But to leave the team,
three
come
games
on.
In, you win. That is just ish. Therefore, he gets it.
Yep. Sorry.
You'll be on the list. Sorry, Charlie.
I wish him well, but come on. It's a.
I hope you get success, but you should have left.
It's a beep move.
That is a move.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Thank you for my censor button.
Okay, Ute fans. Saturday. Let's be there.
12:30. We're going to tailgate. We're going to come say hi to us. Come look for our sign.
Oh, yeah.
Come say hi. We're at the tailgate.
Utah banner. We'll get you on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
Look us up. We are essentially right across from the football facility up the stairs on the east side there on the grass. You'll see us.
Careful. You might invite some.
Zoobs.
You might invite some.
The Zoobs. Fine.
Come say hi. You know, we're great people.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Go
I'm looking forward to it.
Utes.
Go Utes, baby.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Sure hope so.
Let's get it.
I'm telling you why. You can see in their eyes. Them boys ain't playing. They ready to ride. Shaking the tunnel, just screaming and yelling. If you ain't ready, you get eaten alive. Taking the field with loads of passion. Swagging out with the flyest fashions. Cameras out and they steady flashing. Captain's out, we about to get it cracking. Full of crashing in between those lines. You boys, we about to ride. We're a band of brothers and we stick together like an army mission when it's wartime. We stacking them W's, pay attention. Opponents coming with apprehension. We stay on top of our division. Went from BCS buses to playoff contenders.
Rise up. Now the boys mad. We have to tighten them boys up. We here for the crown.
Right on.
We on the rise up. Now the boys mad. We have to tighten them boys up. We here for the crown.
Come on, go Utah.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.